Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Jake Warner was at the controls.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
No!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake! Live from the Big Brother Bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud.com/The Big Brother Jake Podcast. You can go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or iHeartRadio or Pandora. And now, the king of all podcast networks, PodcastOne.com. Type in the keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast, and boom, you're in there. Glad to be back. Episode 103 of The Big Brother Jake Podcast. And let me tell you, after listening back to episode 102, I'm grateful, man. I'm very grateful to be back on my own accord. It's not been easy. I'll have to admit it. It took a lot out of me to do that episode. I was tired. I was popping all kinds of medication at the time. And, you know, Red Bull and caffeine also, not too much. I know I got to watch myself. And it was a lot of work, and it was really hard. But I got through it. A lot of people, and this is what I love about this platform, and this is what I love about doing this podcast, okay? A lot of people that have worked on their health or have health issues or are diabetic, like type 2, have come up to me. Or DM'd me and said, hey, man, thanks for all the information you gave out, because I've been going through the same thing. And I thought I was going crazy myself. And it's been very hard. And the road to recovery is not easy, especially if you're a diabetic. And here's the thing. I didn't take it serious. And that's the problem. I didn't take things serious. You know, I thought I was, you know, riding my bike and working out and, you know, but I wasn't resting. I've rested between 6 and 8 hours a night lately. And let me tell you, the difference of resting, your brain, your body, everything just changes. You know, I feel more energetic now. I don't feel sluggish. And getting rid of a lot of the stuff I was eating and drinking has helped too. Like, my taste buds are better. I can, like diet stuff tastes like super sweet now. Not to like double check what I'm drinking and eating and all that stuff. But when you have peace of mind, that's the thing. Peace of mind and rest and taking care of your body are things that can help you in the long run. Like, really, really help you in the long run. And peace of mind is important. And that's what I want to talk about today on the podcast. Now, I read a quote by someone by the name of Brittany Josephina. And this quote, like, completely shook me to my core. And the quote is, the most important day is the day you decide you're good enough for you. It's the day you set yourself free. Now, when I read that quote, I was like, wow. Because you never really know how much of a prisoner you are in your own mind about a lot of things that's going on. And the thing with me is I'm a prisoner of acceptance from others. I'm a prisoner of people pleasing. I'm a prisoner of the foods I eat. Now, I'll explain all of this. Let me start by the foods I eat, okay? Before this crazy episode of my diabetes flaring up, and, you know, all these infections and hospital stays and all this crazy stuff. One of the things I have to say is when I was going through something stressful in my life, when I was going through something that was hampering and affecting other things that I was doing, I would always cope with food. I love to drink, you know, so I don't drink. Like, I'm a social drinker. I don't do a lot of drinking. Okay. But when I do, it's in a social setting. You know, I'm not at home like, oh, man, life is bad. But I like to have a social drink or two, you know. But it's not something I'm dependent on. I like to party, but, you know, I don't take drugs. So there's that. But the one thing that's constant and the one thing that was always there for me when I'm going through struggles or I'm editing, like, podcasts or music or anything like that, or I'm having a bad day or, you know, I miss people, I turn to food. I would always turn to food because that was the thing that would make me feel good. Now, we all have something we use as coping mechanisms. Whether we go to the gym, whether we work out, whether we do things of that nature, we always have something, a vice, if you will. You know, some people go to the gym. Some people will blaze up and smoke weed or snort coke, or they'll eat, or they'll shop. And that's the other thing, you know. I picked up a bad habit when I was in the hospital of hitting up Amazon. Amazon is like crack. You got to stay away from Amazon and Fanatics, because I love Dodger gear. Dodgers are my favorite baseball team. So Fanatics has been really, really, really bad for me. But you go through these things in life and you figure, man, I got to get through. But, you know, when you're having a bad day or you're fighting with your mate or you miss, you know, your friends or your family or your significant other or whatever the case may be, how do you cope? How do you break free from bad habits? And the thing is, you just got to break it. And I'm learning that, you know, and I've said this on this podcast before. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm addicted to this and social media. Da, 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 da. And, you know, I think I'm free of it. And I think I let it go. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. But here's the thing, man. Someone like me that, look, I love to be the life of the party. I love to entertain. I love to make people happy. But the thing is, the clown is always the one that's the most sad, you know? And you shouldn't live and die by what people think or any of that attention. And that's the thing. I am working on myself. I'm a work in progress. And I'm not afraid to say anything on this podcast when it comes to that kind of stuff. You guys know that. And I'm very candid and I'm very transparent. And the thing about what keeps my mind on lockdown is that I want to be loved, man. Like, that's my problem. I want to be liked by everybody. I'm not afraid to say that. I used to be afraid to say that because it's a weakness in my mind. Like, when people see that, you know, or hear me say that, oh, they're going to take advantage of me. And I realized the real ones will not take advantage of you. The real ones are the ones that want to see you do good. They're the ones that want to see you prosper and get healthy and do all the right things. And the problem with me at the time, before I got really ill, is that I was just doing for everyone and not myself. People need me, I'm there for them. People need to talk, I'm there for them. If you need something, I'll you know, meet you at your house and bring it to you. Like, that's what I would do for acceptance and for love and for all those things. Now, here's where what I didn't mention on the last podcast, okay? I got the best health care I've gotten in years, and I am very grateful for that. These doctors, and especially the nurses, saved my life. Saved my life, and I was so grateful for that. But what I wasn't ready for and what I didn't anticipate was, I got to do this on my own, y'all. Like, what the hell? Huh? What? I got to do this on my own. I got to learn to care for myself without a nurse or a doctor telling me to. But it wasn't the physical that I was worried about. I knew when I became insulin dependent, I knew that diabetes was going to be a full-time job. It's a whole babysitting job that I didn't wait, you know, I wasn't anticipating. Like, I knew I was going to have to inject myself, but I didn't know I had to make sure I get 6 to 8 hours of rest. Make sure I got snacks wherever I go. glucose tablets, cheese, meat, crackers, fruit, vegetables. Like, I pack a bag with like a cooler, you know, ice pack in it. Especially when I'm going to work, and I'm on a stretch where I'm working 17 out of 20 days, like, consecutive. I'm, you know, every day it seems like I'm working, and that is something that's not wise. But when you got bills and they're piling up because you're out, you got to work. And that's just how it is sometimes. So I take it easy and do as much as I can without overexerting myself. But now I'm on this full-time venture of, you know, pricking my finger, checking my blood, making sure that my blood sugar is okay. Oh, it's not. I need the short form injection because it's over a certain number. Oh, okay. Well, it never gets low because I like to eat. It stays high sometimes, but, you know, and then the long form before you go to bed, make sure you don't miss it. And, oh, you feeling a little sick, you better eat. You know, make sure you drink water. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But this is a direct result of what I did not do before this happened, which was take care of myself. And the reason for that is because I was too damn worried about everybody else. I didn't free my mind. I didn't free my mind of worrying about people pleasing. Now, when I was laying in that hospital for 13 days, I had a lot of time to think. I felt I did wrong or dirty, I apologized to them. People that, you know, I haven't been in contact with, I shot them a text and let them know, hey, I hope you're good. I'm thinking of you. Didn't tell them I was in the hospital. And that's the other thing. What makes me laugh is when people say, hey, man, how come you didn't tell me you were sick? Like, hold on. Let me call you up. You know, hello? Hey, what's good? It's your boy, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner.
My government name.
Hey, guess what? I don't feel good. I'm sick and I'm in the hospital. Who does that? Who does that? Nobody does that. So for all the people that said, why didn't you tell me? That's why, because people don't do that. But the thing is, you're not prepared for what's next. You know, okay, foot life, I'm good, I'm eating, I'm not going to die. All right, fine. Now I'm home. And all those people that, hey, man, you need a visitor, I got you. I'll be there, I'm coming. They don't show up. I get it, people are busy, you know, but it's like, all right, don't say something and don't do it. So that plays with your mind. And I'm not calling nobody out. I'm just saying, you know, if I do something, I'm going to do it. I don't back down from it or back away from it. I'm a man of my word. And if I say I'm going to see you, I'm going to see you. If I say I'm going to visit you, I'm going to visit you. If I'm a cook, bring food, whatever, I'm going to do it. That's what I do. But the problem is people aren't who we are. So you can't expect you out of somebody else, right? So that was always something that held me down. In my mind, I was a prisoner in my own mind because I always try to be the person I want for somebody else. I want to be the person that I would like to visit, that I would like to be friends with for other people. But not everybody accepts that and it's cool with it. So when you don't get your way or you don't do the things, you know, things don't go your way and you're struggling and you're having a hard time, you turn to a vice. And the vice for me was always food. It was always soda. It was juice. And now I can't have that because I could literally die from too much sugar. So how do you do it? You just do it. And that's the hardest part of it all. You really got to dig down deep and find a way to make things good for yourself. You can't depend on others for your happiness. You can't depend on others to get healthy. You can't depend on others to be there for you when you need them. You gotta work on that yourself. And that's the problem. Some of these cycles that we go through in our head hold us hostage, and we always end up being stuck or sad. And it's the same shit over and over and over and over again. Every time. And I don't understand why we do that to ourselves. We go back to a familiar feeling and it's no good. And this is an analogy I use because it was told to me one time. I was telling a friend of mine, look, man, I get sad. I get lonely. I go through a whole bunch of stuff, man. You know, I hate being a people pleaser. I really don't like myself right now. I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like how things are going, even though on the surface, you know, I got 4 amazing jobs that are paid hobbies. I got 3 beautiful girls. I got a home studio I can create anytime I want. I make decent money. I need for nothing material-wise because I can afford anything I want. Anything. And it's an amazing feeling. But the one thing I don't have is peace of mind. And there's no way you could get that off the shelf of a store. You can't just buy it. Peace of mind has to come from within. Why is things going the way they are for me? I don't understand it. And my friend had the best analogy. And the analogy was this. Jake, you could sit in a room and a dog walks in and takes a shit. And you smell the poop all up in the room for a hot minute. But eventually, you just get used to it. And over time, after you get used to the smell, you don't smell it anymore. It's not until somebody else walks in the room and smells the shit and it's like, oh, what the hell? Did Doc just drop a deuce in here? What is that? What's that smell? What smell? I don't smell anything. That's exactly what some of us go through when we don't realize we're prisoners of some of our thoughts and some of our actions. We're just used to it. We're just used to being dumped on. We're used to not being treated well. We're used to doing so much for other people and they don't reciprocate it. We're just used to it. So instead of saying, oh man, you know, this sucks, you just be like, oh well, it is what it is. Life goes on, so be it. And that's not a cool way to live. It sucks. It sucks. And the hardest part is these nights where I'm sitting here and I can't call certain friends and I can't be with my family and I can't be with, you know, eating out, eating food, drinking because I got to watch my intake of sugar and all that. It becomes really hard. So what do you do? What do you do? You got to take the pain. You just have to take the pain. Sometimes you just got to go through it and say, you know what? Fuck it. This is what I'm doing. This is what I got to go through. I got a man up. I got a woman up. You know, put on my big boy chonies or my big girl panties and just do it. And that's the thing. When you realize in this whole grand scheme of things, you're really on your own. You really got to dig deep. And that's been the hardest part of aftercare. It's not the physical. I learned how to change a wound. I know how to be careful. I know what I got to eat and not eat. I know I got to rest. I'm doing all the things. I'm losing weight, blah, 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 blah. I'm in the studio trying out new things. I'm working on with business partners trying to expand the brand of Big Brother Jake and expand the brand of the Big Brother Jake podcast. And there's a lot going on with that, I'm going to tell you, but I'm taking it easy because of my condition. I'm wound up right now. But the thing is, you can do all those things, but you still got to pull through and be strong and come through. You can't depend on friends or family or food or Amazon Prime or Fanatics buying. I think I own 25 Dodger hats now. That's an obsession, y'all. But I coordinate. So I got a hat for every piece of article of clothing I own. Gray, red, green, black. It doesn't matter. I got it all. But that's not the point. You can do all the retail therapy and the eating and the drugs or the drinking or the working out or any of those things to ease your mind of not thinking about what's holding you hostage in your head. But until you deal with the mental and deal with breaking free, you'll never be free if you keep holding on and doing the same shit over and over and over and over again. And I can tell you from experience, that's exactly what I've done and been doing and even lying to myself and hell, lying to y'all on this podcast because I even said, man, I'm getting better. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. No, I'm still posting shit on Instagram hoping to get 8 likes just to be happy. That's sad shit, but it's reality. Because we all want to be loved. We all want to feel loved. We all want to be accepted, and we want to reciprocate it. At least empaths do. You know, narcissists don't want to do that. Narcissists want to hold you back. Narcissists don't want to help you. Narcissists only think of themselves, gaslight you, then make you the problem when all you were doing was helping a narcissist out. And believe me, I know from experience, and I'll leave it at that. So I'm learning. I'm a work in progress, as they say. And I'm fired up about this because I woke up this morning. And the sad thing about this is I was grateful to wake up, but I was sad to wake up because I know I have to depend on me and no one else in my phone, no one else online, no one that's listening to this podcast to get my shit together and get up and start the day. I'm sitting here, woe is me. Damn, I got to stick myself, prick my finger, stick myself with needles to get insulin. Whose fault is it? It was mine from the beginning. I'm the one that did that. So I'm the one that has to learn and pay the price for it. I can't blame nobody else. So what would I do in this situation before? I go out and get me a double cheeseburger and some fries and onion rings and a chocolate shake, which would probably kill me at this point. And I don't want to do that. So I won't. So I grab a fistful of carrots and a glass of water. Man, I'm telling you. So, yeah, we want to be loved. We want to be accepted. I don't care if you say you don't. We all do. We all do because we do things for people. And we don't do it for ourselves. I can tell you right now, write a list right now. Get a piece of pen and paper. I'll wait. Go ahead. Get a piece of pen and paper. All right. Or just type it in your phone. Name five people that you love with all your heart. Ready? I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. So you probably got at least 3 to 5 names if you're really quick. Where's your name on that list? Where's your name on that list? Tell me. Are you in your top 5? Are you in your top 10? I guarantee most of y'all didn't even write your name down. You know why? Because I had a friend tell me the same thing, and I did that. Listed my family, my girls, my friends. Where was I? I was nowhere on that list. Nowhere on that list. And that's sad. Because I dislike what I've done, and I dislike who I became because I was worried about acceptance. And that is what kept me prisoner in my head. The addiction of feeling loved. Fuck that shit. Fuck being loved, man. Love yourself. Take yourself on dates. Do for yourself. Buy yourself something nice. Not like me that's on Fanatics spending too much money. Oh, this is probably going to be used against me later. But anyways, oh, I can't wait to speak on that either. But in due time, in due time, in due time. You know, and personal stuff that eats inside of you, it holds you hostage. Personal things I'm going through right now that I have no control over. And I'm not talking about insulin and diabetes. There's things that I'm going through I cannot control. I just got to wait it out. And that weighs on you. Don't be a prisoner of the things you cannot control. Don't be a prisoner of the things that you're obsessed with and you can't do nothing about. Because it's not a fun road. And in the end, the things you obsess about, you can't have. And they're probably not good for you if it's not reciprocated. Food doesn't love your back. It makes you fat, makes you sick if you eat the wrong things. Only exercise, rest, being around people that literally reciprocate the same love you give. And if you don't have that in your circle, if you don't have that in your family, you gotta let it go. And trust me, it's been 3 weeks of that. My phone list probably had about 1,400 contacts. And I'm down to 300. And out of those 300, there's probably 280 people I shouldn't even have on there. And no, none of them are taco shops, I promise you. Damn, I miss tacos. I miss them a lot. In moderation. But that's what I'm saying. So let me just tell y'all, and I'm going to leave you with this on this segment. Love yourself enough to free yourself of what's keeping you hostage. And yes, I'm not going to be a hypocrite because there's things that I'm going through and things that I've struggled with that in my mind hold me prisoner. And until I break free from those things, I will be a better man to everyone. But it's really more important to be a better man for myself. All right? Think about what I'm telling y'all. Yes, I just had this revelation when I woke up. I just was like, I'm not going to be sad today. I'm not going to be upset because I can't see people I know. Or I'm not going to be upset because I'm lonely. I wake up alone. Or I miss my kids. Or I miss like all that stuff. It plays in my head every morning. And instead of being grateful, I end up just being sad. And that's not a way to live. I beat death. Like, I should be the happiest dude in the world. And I'm not. And it's because I keep certain things in my mind that hold me hostage. And I shouldn't do that anymore. So I'm breaking free of that. I had a long conversation with somebody I know very well last night. A good friend of mine. And they know me very well. And they're like, Jake, I see the life in you now. I see the positivity. You dropped a ton of weight. A ton of weight. But are you happy? And I had to sit there, and the pause was so deafening that my friend said, yeah, you're not happy. You've done all this, but what are you doing for Jake? Yeah, you're doing this because you have to do this, because you have to live, and you know, do this in order to live. But what are you doing as a person for yourself? Like, what are you doing for yourself? And I had to sit there and think about it, like, damn. I don't know. You know, I just want to be there for people. Fuck people. What about you? Well, you know about my kids. No. Forget the kids. You. What about you? And I think about it. So worried about everybody else. So worried about everybody's acceptance. I had to think about me for a change. And when I sat there and I was like, I don't know. Me? I don't know. That's sad. Excuse me, that's really sad. And I had to, like, to think about that. Oh my God, that's sad. So, anybody that's going through this right now, work on you. If the true ones love you, they'll be there for you. If you're dependent on alcohol or food or whatever, try to find something that's going to distract you. Like, I'm not even cleared to work out yet, but as soon as I can, I'm going to be in that gym. And, you know, I'll be Big Brother Jake forever, but I'm not going to be big forever. I'm going to tell you that right now. Y'all don't see me. I want to look crackhead skinny with definition. That is my goal, to look crackhead skinny with with definition. So that's my goal. That'll make me happy. Finding love again will make me happy. Because, yes, I lack that too. That's a whole other episode. We did the date site thing, and my homegirls are still trying to get me to go back on it. I'm good, y'all. I'm good. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's just, no. I'd rather go to the grocery store or meet the old-fashioned way, you know. Call me old. I don't care. But, yes, I'm ready to make bail and free myself from my demons, free myself from anything I'm going through. And if you're going through that, you need to do it too. Free yourself. We're not supposed to live like that or be like that or feel like that. Find love. Find happiness. Create your own happiness. Don't depend on other people to create that happiness for you. Trust me, I know it's torture. I've done it for so long that I got conditioned to doing it. It's not a fun feeling, and it's terrible. You'll never be happy doing that. So make sure your choices that you make are for you, and the best for you. That your decisions are the best for you, and your well-being, and your psyche. Because if you do it for anyone else other than yourself, I guarantee you, you'll never, ever, ever reach the happiness you deserve. I promise you that.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.
Okay. Woosa. All right, I'm good now. I'm good. I'm sorry. Had to let it out. I'm high energy right now. And I got to contain that because I still got to go to work, you know, and conserve that. But when I'm about to talk about this particular segment, I'm going to piss off a lot of people. I'm going to piss off a lot of people. So, for those that follow me on social media, I hope that you guys noticed one of my coolest pictures, okay? And I'm kind of like, you know, tripped out on it, but I want everybody to know that I got all of my polio vaccines, and I got my TV shots, and, you know, I got a couple other vaccines that, you know, I wouldn't share with anybody. Did you see that picture? You didn't? Oh, that's right, because I didn't post it. It's my business. There's some things I've shared with y'all I probably shouldn't have shared on this podcast. That's for sure. But one thing I just, and please help me understand this. I'm not trying to be funny. Well, kind of, yeah, I am. But I don't understand for the life of me. I'll never understand. What's the big deal about posting that you're vaccinated with the coronavirus, the vaccination? Whatever you call them. I don't know the names. I'm not going to pretend to know the names. But my thing is this. I get it. You're vaccinated. I'm happy for you if that's what you want. Me personally, I'm really not either way. I haven't got it. I don't know if I'm going to get it. And I'm not going to be persuaded by one way or the other. I'll do my own research. But the thing is this. I don't understand why people do that. It baffles me. I get it. You know, I could be a hypocrite. Oh, you post pictures of your food when you eat it. You post pictures when you voted, so you have a voting sticker. Ooh, you voted. Yeah, I get all that. And I've heard all those arguments. I get all that. But one thing, look, I'm personal and I'm not personal. You know, like, if I'm dating somebody, you ain't going to see them online just yet. It's going to be a while. And it's going to be a while before I do that. If I'm going through, you know, like with my niece thing. I didn't post pictures online. I should have. A lot of people want to see them, pretty gross. But, you know, had my knee open and it's disgusting. Almost lost the leg. Didn't post it. But my thing is this. What's the fascination? What's the fascination of saying, hey, look at my picture, y'all. I'm vaccinated. What is it? Some people make it political. I'm not saying that. Or trying to make it political. I don't want to even, you know, I don't talk politics on this podcast that much. And the times I did, worst rated shows ever. Okay. But my thing is this, like Krispy Kreme. And this is the pictures that I've seen that really trip me out. Like, it's cool, like Staples or whoever, you know, hey, we'll laminate your vaccination card. That's cool. You know, you want to protect that. It's important records. But Krispy Kreme and some other places, if you show a vaccination card with both vaccinations, you get a free donut. And I've seen people post with donuts in their mouth and their vaccination cards at the same time. It's almost as if, hey, you know, you're obedient. Like, I know I've done stuff, and you can call me a hypocrite. I know I'm going to piss people off from this particular stance. But my thing is this, like, some of those cards have some information on there that probably shouldn't be on social media. You know, the smart ones, I'm not saying everyone's dumb, so don't take it that way. But the smart ones will cover up certain things. You know, I can learn about your social or whatever, or your address, you know, some I've seen personal information on those things. But it's not even about the personal information as far as, like, address or stuff like that. My thing is this, like, if I decide to get the vaccination, it's my business. I don't know if I'm going to tell the world. I don't think I would go online and do that. Like, I've seen people do flu shots before, and I felt the same way about that. You know, like, and when I was in the hospital for those 13 days, I didn't post one hospital pic. The only pic I posted was me outside in a skilled nursing facility in the patio because I felt like a prisoner that ain't had no sunshine. Like, I literally cried because the sun felt good on my body. That's some sad shit. I know. What a loser. You could say that. It's okay. I don't get hurt by it. But I don't understand, and I will address this on the next episode. I want y'all's feedback on this Because for me, I don't understand why it's necessary. So, like I said, I'm not for, like, some people, or, you know, your mask or your anti-mask. I don't like wearing them. If I have to go in and wear it, I'll wear it. I'm not going to be that asshole that's going to, I'm not going to do it, and get kicked out and be on somebody's social media while I'm getting kicked out of a store. And if that's what you like to do, I'm not going to knock that either. But it's my business. Just like I made it a choice to say who I voted for, and I'm not happy about who I voted for. But if I had dog shit and dog puke, like, I got to choose one of them. Which one am I going to be more comfortable with? It's just, that's how it was this election. So here's the thing, like, I just want help from understanding. And I get it. It all goes back to my first segment about validation and status. Social media is something that amplifies that. Again, we always show our highlights on there, but not our lowlights. But I'll share my lowlights because I'm an open book. And I think that's my problem. I'm too open sometimes. But there are a lot of things that I do keep private that people don't know about. Because I do need a sense of privacy on some things in my life. You know, I'll share a good portion of what I'm going through, what I do, and professionally especially, I'm definitely an open book. But if I decide to get the vaccine, or I don't, you'll never know. Unless you're real close to me and I've told you. You'll never know. So what's the fascination? That, you know, you're cool? Is it because you feel like you can do anything you want? And again, this isn't me politicizing anything. No politics. I just want to know. Like, I want your feedback on this. And we'll talk about it. Hell, if you want to come on the podcast next week and talk about it, I would love to have you on, whether you're pro or con. You know, I'm just trying to figure it out. Because it's like a phenomenon. I can tell you at least 3 to 8 times a day when I go on my social media, somebody's posting, ha-ha, getting pictures of them getting a shot, pictures of their cards, pictures of all that stuff. And I just want to know what it is. And I think if you're doing the things you need to do to protect yourself, I think it's wonderful. I'm not knocking you for your choice. I'm not knocking you for your choice. But I am curious as to why you got to show it. Is it because it's like you're eating a bomb-ass taco like I do and I take a picture of it? Or because it's like when you vote, you're proud that you voted? Are you proud that you got the vaccine? Or you're proud that you're doing your part in being safe? That's all I'm asking. Like, it just baffles me. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. You know, there's a lot of things that we all do that we don't understand. There's a lot of things I do people don't understand. There's a lot of things I do that I don't understand. I'm still trying to figure me out. But my thing is this, like, the there's just a picture that stood out that this lady had a donut in her mouth and her immunization card and was like, thank you, Krispy Kreme, you know? And it's almost like, good boy. Like, I don't know, man. That's just my opinion. I know it's not a popular opinion. I know people are not going to be happy with me talking about it like this. I'm going to catch hell for it. I'm ready for it, though. I'm ready for it. But I want to know why. I would love to have you come on. Come on the podcast. Tell me why. Leave me a voicemail and I'll put it on the podcast. Interact with me on the podcast. I'm not saying anything about the actual immunization. But if I went online and held up a card that says, proudly not vaccinated, I would catch so much shit for that. And everyone would make it political. Because I go on these websites, Instagram accounts, and I purposely start shit to see how people will treat me. And if I don't fit the narrative of some people, oh, you're a Trump lover, you're a Biden lover, you're this or you're that. Like, I am a liberal on paper that owns guns. All right? And I like McCain. I'm just saying. So, like, people are like, well, if you don't fit a narrative, people lose their mind. So if I went and got a piece of paper, a laminated card that said, I'm not vaccinated, proudly. I would catch hell for that. I don't see people catching hell for getting it, and I'm not, I don't want that to happen, and I'm not inciting that to happen. I would never want that to happen for anybody. But for the life of me, can somebody explain to me, please, why people do this? I want to know your thoughts on this.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to my daddy, Big Brother Jake. This is the Big Brother Jake Broadcast. Bye, everybody.
Wait, I hear that sound. That's all. That sound is all the people that are pissed off and clicking off the podcast as we speak. Oh, God. Oh, man, the feedback's going to be crazy on this one. I know it. It's just, I don't know, man. I guess when you lay in that hospital bed all those days and you're on social media because you can't do anything. You have to literally lay there and take that IV all day long. And you just like, all right, let me go online. And you see it. I just want to know. That's all, man. That's all. All right. So here's the thing. Your boy is working on some more things for the podcast. As soon as I'm cleared to do it, we're going to be doing shows on location real soon. We're going to be trying some new things going on in the podcast, and I can't wait to share that with you. I don't want to do it just yet because there's some things that I'm finalizing that require contracts. So we're working on it, but you may see more visuals than just audio. I'm going to just put that out there right now. And we're working on that. And I can't wait to share that news with you, but it's in the works. I'm trying to expand and have fun with the podcast and take it to another level. Now that we got the backing of Podcast One, whoop, whoop, the greatest, most grand podcasting network in the world. That's right. Podcast One, baby. Which leads me to this. Please, 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 if you have not done it yet, I want to stay on Podcast One. I love my bosses. I love the fact that they let me bring my show aboard the network. So if you could please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you could rate and review, especially Apple Podcasts, rate and review the show. Put 5 stars because it's 5-star worthy if you ask me. I think it's the best podcast out there that nobody's heard yet. But we're getting downloads all over the world. And here's the other thing. Please help me break another milestone. We are 800 downloads. We might do this on this episode. We might do this on this episode, but I'm 800 downloads from 10,000 downloads all time. Now, to give you an example, I know like I work on the Stone Cold Steve Austin show for Podcast One. That thing gets like 33 downloads in a day, 33,000 downloads in a day. I might get like 33. To this day, episode 100 is the most downloaded podcast I've ever had in my life. And that was a lot. That had a lot to do with the final number. So if you could rate and review the podcast, please go to Apple Podcasts and you can rate it. Give it 5 stars. Say a little something, something about your boy. You know, try to be nice if you can. If not, just say the show sucks, but rate it. Rate it. Rate it high and still say the show sucks. That's all I care about. Rate and review it. Tell your friends about it. You know, tap in, get familiar, join the movement. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to put this out there in the universe, God, whoever wants to listen to this. I'm going to have this be manifested. The Big Brother Jake podcast will be one of the biggest podcasts within the next 5 years. We will be a force to be reckoned with. I'm not being cocky. I'm being confident. I am trying to manifest this blessing. I want this podcast to be one of the biggest podcasts that's ever been put on the airwaves. And I need y'all's help to do it. I've gotten so many support, you know, so much support from everybody. The merchandise, that's coming. It's coming. I'm locking down some people for t-shirts because I got to lock down a website so I could sell it. But I'm most definitely going to make sure that happens. And then my girl, Heather, she has the dope tumblers. If you go on my Instagram account, you can find her Instagram handle and all that stuff. The Big Brother Jake tumblers. You know, I'm going to be working with her. She doesn't know it yet, but I just told her. Here on the podcast. I know she listens. So shout out to Heather. My tumbler's dope. If you want a Big Brother Jake tumbler, hit up hit up Heather. Okay. Heather Dreher Johnson. So why am I laughing? Because I'm just thinking about all the craziness that's happened in the last 3 weeks. The fact that I could even sit here now and do this podcast makes me very happy. And I think I'm going to make a lot of people happy that it's not going to be over an hour today. So I shortened it for y'all. Because everyone, dude, 1 hour and 16 minutes. Dude, 2 hours. Dude, 1 hour and 30. Yes, I'm sorry, man. I got a lot of shit to say. But I won't. I'll just dial it down now. And also, before I end this stuff, the show, and land this plane, I got to give a special shout out to my girl, Jessie Dallas Childs of FabulistaCookies.com. She's back. Guess who's back? Back again. Fabulista's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Jessie's back. Go to FabulistaCookies.com. Get you some cookies. Make sure you tell her the Big Brother Jake podcast sent you. Okay? Help a sister out. You know, try to help out my women, business owners, women of color. Not only that, Jessie's a damn good friend of mine. She's a sister. You know, she's one of the few that checked up on me every single day while I was out. You know, among many others that I love dearly, but I won't say their names for fear of getting beat up because I embarrassed them. So I won't do it this time. But Jessie, I'm glad you're back. And that you're ready to push out those delicious goods from your oven made with love. And hit her up, FabulistaCookies.com. And shout out again to the Pomona Pizza Company here in Pomona, California. They've always supported the Big Brother Jake podcast. And, you know, if you're in that Pomona, Laverne, Montclair, Claremont, La Puente, Diamond Bar area, hit them up. Hit them up. Covina, West Covina, hit them up, okay? Pomona Pizza Company, one of my favorites. Look them up, Google them. They're the best. I swear to God they are. One of my favorite pizza places in the world, especially out on the West Coast, because, you know, everybody say, oh, L.A., California, we ain't got good pizza out here. Well, now you know a place. They were featured on KTLA 5 a couple weeks ago. I caught them while I was at the hospital, and I took a picture, and I was like, yo, y'all on the news. They were like, we are? I was like, yeah. You know, they're doing a little hometown segment on Pomona, California, and y'all came up. Y'all were voted the most amazing pizza place in all of Pomona, California. So shout out to them, all right? And let them know the Big Brother Jake podcast sent you. So we got some things on the move with the podcast. And we got some things moving with FabulistaCookies.com, the official cookie of the Big Brother Jake podcast. I can only eat like a 32nd of a cookie right now, but I promise you, I know I'm going to enjoy that little bite of the cookie until I can get my ass together and get rid of this crazy diabetes. I'll never get rid of it, but I got to, you know, make sure it's under control. Woo! Man, I'm pooped. All right. That'll do it for the Big Brother Jake podcast. We're landing this plane right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I want your feedback on the second segment. I want to know what y'all think. I want to hear the hate or the love you have for what I said. You know, and you can send me a voice memo on it and I'll air it on the Big Brother Jake podcast. Help me get to that 10,000 mile mark, okay? Help me out. All I need is 800 downloads of this episode and old episodes. You can go back to podcast1.com, type in the keyword search the Big Brother Jake podcast, and you can archive, listen to all the archived episodes. 1 through 102 and 103 will be there as well. Listen to all of them. Listen to some of them. Just listen. Get that download, all right? That stream. I want them 10,000. And I can't do it without y'all. I can listen and put it on mute over and over again, but it's only going to count as one for me. I need your help. So help a brother out. You know, if I've entertained you in any way, if I've educated you in any way, just do me that solid and bump my podcast. All right. So with that being said, special shout out to all the loved ones that, that looked out for me in this last 3 weeks. You know who you are. Appreciate you. Love you. And special shout out to my girls. I love you girls, Kendra, Savannah, Marissa. Daddy loves you with all his heart. And we going shopping this weekend. Going shopping, all right? On me. Unless you have the last name Warner and you're my blood, you're not getting spoiled. Just my girl. Anyway, until next week, I say to you and yours, wait for it. Deuces!
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.